Hello everyone, thank you so much for listening in to another episode of Convos from the Coffee House. It's been a while since I've actually done a Convos from the Coffee House, y'all, and I must say it's been about a year now, and the last one was so well received that I had to bring it back again. The last one, if you recall, is with my good friend Ayana, and we talked about all kinds of things under the sun, what makes you great, what controls you, and other things like that. And it was a really, really, really great conversation. We ended up having that one in Baton Rouge. So this one is no different, y'all. It's actually with one of my other good friends. Her name is Tequila Murray. And if you don't know her, she's actually on Instagram as Naturally Keela. Very popular, y'all. So she's a very great soul, a very great person, a very great friend of mine. She just recently transitioned over to Louisiana from Georgia. She's a native of Georgia. And she transitioned over here about maybe 3 months ago, 2 months ago, maybe, I don't know. But we actually had a chance to chop it up, and because it's been some years since I've had a great conversation with her. So we actually had a chance to chop it up at the Abita Coffee House in Covington, Louisiana, or at Mandeville. Or is it Madisonville? I think it's Madisonville, actually. Either way, it's a really, really, really great location. Really great vibes there, really great place to have just really good conversations with people. So I pulled out the trusty microphone and we just decided to have a really good conversation about life and about love, particularly, or the lack of, I should say. And I'll just let you listen to it. As again, it's told in three parts, and simply because I didn't want to do overkill. I didn't want to have too much of a long conversation about multiple things. I'd rather break it up that way you can take it in small pieces as opposed to just get the one lump sum. It's a really, really, really great conversation that we had. Just a really great vibe. Tequila is a really good person, y'all, and if you ever get a chance to meet her, you'll definitely see what I'm talking about. So the first one is going to be about love versus hate. What is love, actually, and love in a relationship? And it's interesting, y'all. So, yeah, definitely check it out, y'all. This is Convos from a Coffee House with Tequila Murray.
All right, now what was the last thing we said? I forgot.
Well, the fact that I have commitment issues.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
So if I have commitment issues, then I sometimes, you know, I wouldn't say sometimes, I purposely date guys who cannot commit to me.
And why then, is that?
Because I have these commitment issues.
Because if you... Okay, so...
I want a relationship, yes. I want to get married. I want to have kids. But I can honestly say, hey, I have commitment issues.
But don't you find that a little counterproductive?
It is.
Because if you're sitting up here... Okay, disregard the entire idea of having commitment issues. But if you're dating someone that you actively know... If you're dating someone... Or if you're interested in someone with the intent to not even... commit to them, or with the intent to not even want to be around them, why even do it?
No, there's a hope, because I'm a hopeful romantic, remember? Mm-hmm. But there's a fear of being hurt. There's a fear of rejection. There's a fear of putting my all into that situation and not getting something in return, because I don't know if they are going to truly love me at the core. You know, are they going to love me more than what they see on the surface? If they're going to love me more than whatever this idea or fantasy that they may have of me.
But isn't that all a part of being in love, though? Being in love, a component of being in love, one component of being in love is a fact of you have the potential of being hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I don't want the hurt.
Nobody wants the hurt. But
I want the love, and I haven't had that love, so I don't know. I can't get to that hurt.
But you can't get one without the other. In order for you to be able to get the love, you have to understand the hurt first. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that means you may have to go through the hurt in order to get the love. Or you may just hit a home run right out with the first pitch. You may just hit a home run and have somebody that you fall madly in love with. But the problem with it is you're not even – there's some people out here are not even giving it the option or the opportunity to
right.
try, because they're so afraid that – they're so afraid that it may end badly
mm-hmm.
that they don't even want to even chance it.
That's me.
Right.
Hands
they don't
up,
even
want to
chance it. Like, and I think that's the thing that I find interesting, because it's like playing the lottery, right?
Mm-hmm.
the old saying goes, you got to be in it to win it.
Right.
You don't know if you're going to win anything unless you actually be involved in it. You have to be involved in it. You have to give it a shot. You have to give it a chance. You have to believe in it in some aspect. And if pain becomes a result of that, then that's fine. Pain is temporary.
It is temporary, but you have to remember, like, some of us, I can only speak for me, if I've been in these painful relationships over and over, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But again, in some situations that I did allow myself to be in.
You allowed yourself to be in it.
See, but I'm taking accountability for it, you know what I mean? Right. And in these past 2 years, I've allowed myself, from me not dating, to get an idea of who I am.
Right.
So it took me sitting back from, you know, just meeting guys who wanted something superficial and being like, okay, I can, if I tell him this, you know, I'm not interested in having sex, I'm not interested in this, this, and that,
right,
then I can really try to get to know a guy. Or will they even try to get to know me if they know that they're not going to get anything out of it?
That's a good question. It's a really good question.
I mean, because it kind of helps you pick stuff a lot better now.
It allows you to, it allows you to be able to pick and choose which ones you want to deal with. Because, like you said, if you get that out, kind of like what we talked about earlier, if you explain the expectations up front, then it will definitely remove a lot of the baggage, a lot of the bullshit behind it, you know? So you have to be able to set your intentions right off the bat.
Yeah.
This is what my intentions are. You can either rock with it or not.
Yeah.
I would love to see where this goes, but in order for me to be able to see where this goes, I need you to understand this is what I require, or this is what I am expecting.
Yeah.
A lot of guys get turned off by that.
Yeah.
A lot of guys get turned off, not even by the idea of the celibacy or anything like that, it's of the lack of dating, but it's the idea of having an expectation behind it.
Yeah. Like, my expectation is, if you're dating me at this point in my life, that I'm expecting to get married and then I'm expecting to have kids.
Right.
Like, that's just where I'm at in my life. And guys don't really want to hear that.
Some
these
guys,
days.
Because yeah,
it's just too
that.
Many girls that are out there for them.
Who don't mind doing it.
Who don't mind doing whatever
who
that they want right now.
Right. Have you ever seen the movie Gone Girl?
I haven't. It's been a while.
In the book or whatever, in the book is, of course, always different than the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But in the book, In the movie, there's a scene where she talks about the idea of being a cool girl, right? Like, she's the cool girl in the beginning. Like, a lot of women fall victim to that. Well, not even fall victim to it. They play the role of the cool girl until you begin to really see what their intentions are.
Right.
And then that's when they can begin to clamp down on what it is that they want, that they desire. So, a lot of women out here, what they'll do is, like you said earlier, if you don't set your expectations up front, off the bat, then there's someone out here who's willing to play the cool girl just to say that they have someone and to be able to grow something with that, with the intent on fixing that situation or whatever. So, yeah, it's weird. It's weird how guys are. It's weird how women are. But ultimately, like I said before, you got to be in it to win it. You can't determine.
Do I have to be in it? Can my husband not just come meet me at my door and just be like, hey?
Like, hey, you'll be
God
my
God sent me, you'll be right. My wife. I know it don't work like that. Right, like, I know. I mean.
But you got to put your foot in it, though.
I know.
You have to. Like, I'm a strong believer in testing something out to see how it is, letting people know how you feel about something. Testing it out, and then if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Now, I also understand how you feel when you say, I've done that before. I've been that girl before, where I've done this. You know, I've done this a couple of times before, whatever.
I've played it different ways,
right? And I'm sick of the rigmarole, you know. And so I get it. I get that part of it also, but it all falls back to the one thing: you can't. How do you expect to be prepared for the cold if you never even go outside?
Mm.
You know, how do you expect it? How do you expect to, again, win the lottery when you don't even play it? How do you expect to even, you know, score a winning goal when you don't even shoot the basketball?
That's true. How do you expect to have kids?
Right. How do you expect to have kids without, I mean, well, there's ways you can do it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can do, you know, there's methods of doing it, yeah, but...
But you know, I get it. You know,
but you
it's
want
hard.
Real, yeah. You want a relationship connected to the kids. The
but it goes back to that whole me being afraid of committing to the wrong person and me being afraid that they don't commit to me. And me just knowing that sometimes relationships don't work out. Marriages don't work out. Some people are married 30, 40 years and then they get divorced.
Right.
And being a product of divorced parents, you know, having divorced siblings, and just seeing different, you know, my friendship, my friends' relationships and their marriages, it's just seeing different things. It's kind of like, damn, you know,
is it even worth it? Right. Is it even worth it? Yeah. Yeah. it's a painful realization, you know, mm-hmm. when you begin to see other people around you who are unhappy, who may portray happiness or whatever in the beginning, but eventually things start to disappear and love starts to disappear. But that also kind of lets me know that sometimes, well, if that's the case, especially if it happens so suddenly or so soon after, you know, their nuptials or whatever, that you were getting married for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, because like I said before, it's all about building a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Build, you know, you have to build a castle. You have to build a castle, and you know, with bricks, and brick by brick or whatever, you have to build it, and you have to build it so strong to where it's not meant to crumble. It's not going to crumble. Some people don't do that.
Yeah.
They build sandcastles, like Beyonce say. They build sandcastles, you know. And the minute water hits it, or the minute some level of trouble hits it, it begins to dissolve.
Right. And I don't want that. Like, and I think
nobody wants that.
And
you know,
we never talk too much about it. Or maybe we do talk a lot about it, about daddy issues. Like, my parents divorced. My father was not a great father, as well. He wasn't a great husband either.
Right.
So I kind of look at stuff like that. My grandfather, on the other hand, is a great husband. He's a great father, and he's literally, like, my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that there are great men out there, you know what I mean? I know, looking at my brothers, that they are great men. So I don't put that into the aspect of thinking, hey, there aren't any great guys out there for me to possibly get married to, you know what I mean?
Right.
But finding them in this world, you know, I don't know. They're somewhere. I just don't know where they're at.
But again, you have to put yourself out there in order to find them.
I know.
Nobody wants to, again, nobody wants to be hurt. Nobody wants to get, you know, sidelined. Nobody wants to get, you know, lied to, you know, they're heartbroken. Nobody wants that. However, in order for you to achieve love, you have to be able to accept heartbreak, and you have to be able to accept the consequences that go along with it. I'm a firm believer in that. I tell a couple of friends of mine that all the time. Like, how do you expect to even like, let's just say with them starting a business, right, or being successful, how do you expect to be successful when you don't even want to put in the sacrifice because you're afraid that someone else may not like it, or, you know, or you're afraid that someone else may not accept it or approve it or whatever? So how do you expect to even be successful when you can't even deal with the bumps and the bruises to go along with the success?
It's a very valid point.
Right. It's the same with relationships. How do you expect to be with your soulmate if you can't even recover, or you can't even, well, yeah, if you can't even recover from the bumps and the bruises.
That's a good one. Recover. You
know? Yeah.
Because we're recovering from a lot of trauma.
Yeah.
There's a lot of trauma from various relationships and just various experiences that we don't talk about. So I feel like, for me, that's one thing, too, is a lot of trauma that I'm recovering from in those relationships that I'm just like, I don't know, I just can't. Yeah, you remind me of this person, so I can't. And
that's a problem in itself right there, because it's like, okay, so I used to always say this. You know why owls can't turn their heads? You know why we can't turn our heads like owls? Because we're not meant to. We're not meant to look backwards. We're not meant to look behind us.
Mm-hmm.
We're always meant to look forward and to look on the side of us or whatever, to detect trouble or whatever, but always looking straight ahead, looking forward.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, as with a relationship, you can point back to specific things that may have happened or whatever, but you can't harbor on the things that happened, because harboring on those things on the past will affect the future. It will always affect the future. And it'll it'll cause chaos in the present, but it'll affect ultimately the future. So mm-hmm. you got to be able to, again, it's okay to take cliff notes from what happened back then. Like yeah. you said earlier, like with the in regards to the relationship with the guy, you said, well, you know, okay, you remind me of how this guy used to be. So let me just stop there. You know, let me just stop right now. No,
yeah.
you have to let it play out. Because even though you remind, he may remind you of something, that doesn't necessarily mean that he is that person.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I don't know. You just have to keep going back to the same thing. You got to be in it to win it when it comes to relationships, because, or when it comes to commitment.
Mm.
You have to fully invest. You have to fully invest commitment. As with anything that you do, you have to fully invest yourself in the commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once, of course, you're past the pleasantries and all that,
mm-hmm.
of course. But once you're in a relationship, and if you've been with somebody, let's just say 3 or 4 months, you know, and you've decided to commit yourself to that person and not see anyone else, you have to be able to see it through all the way.
Yeah.
And don't just run at the first sign of, don't run at the first sign of water.
That's you know, true. And I guess have that conversation, because like I said, I'm not good at having that conversation. I'm good just like.
Like, I'm good, love, enjoy.
Yeah.
You know? Hey,
that is my thing. It's like, I'm good, love, enjoy. I'm here.
Yeah.
I just showed up to work today, so I'm just trying not to get fired, but you know. Right.
So, I hope you enjoyed the first episode of Convos from a Coffee House with Tequila Murray. As you can see, we have different stances on certain things, especially when it comes to relationships. But it's okay, though, because every once in a while, everyone is not going to have the same level of agreement. And I appreciate that with her. So, definitely check it out next week. We're going to have the second part of our conversation at the Abita Coffee House in Madisonville, Louisiana, is where it actually was. And the next week's conversation is going to be a really good one as well, so be on the lookout for that. In the meantime, you can definitely check me out at tmplife.com. There you can go in and you can check out my book, Because I Wrote My Feelings, and also the journals. They are all available right now on Amazon, so definitely pick them up. They're actually on sale right now, pretty cheap. All three of them are on sale for $7. So yeah, definitely check them out, as well as check out my Instagram at the TMP Life. Instagram and Facebook, actually, at the TMP Life. That is TheTMPLife. And once again, I definitely thank Tequila for having a conversation with me about just life. It just felt good, y'all, to be able to catch up with her. It's been a while. And you can definitely find her on Instagram also at NaturallyKeela, as well as her website at A Shot of Tequila. Yeah, it's ashotoftequila.com. It's actually a really cool name, y'all. It's really cool. Really cool play on words. She's a very great writer. Definitely check out her website. Definitely check out some of the things that she's written. And she's an amazing poet, too. I don't know if she wants me to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. She's a great poet. So until the next time, y'all, my name is Eric with the TMP Life, and I'll see you guys soon.